This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hi guys, I wanted to jump on and do probably what's going to be a quickie episode on your first year in business, on starting a business and what the beginning looks like. I feel like we don't get a lot of information on this. There's a lot of talk on if you should start that business, how to make a business plan, all the things to do to basically make the decision to do the business or not. And then there's a lot of talk on growing a business, scaling a business, selling a business, whatever. And we see a lot of success stories where someone will say, you know, I started with making one bracelet and now look at my business. We have a huge warehouse and we're shipping all over the world and like all that stuff. And that is reality, but we don't get a lot of information from when that person had one bracelet. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's kind of the key. That's the part that people get deterred, distracted. They get into a place of, I made a mistake. This isn't what I should be doing. There's a lot of giving up that happens in the first year. So I want to lay it out for you guys. I launched Lemon 2017. We were a pop-up shop. Our first brick and mortar was 2018. Our second was 2019. We also launched the e-commerce that year. When I think about how hard it was to build out that website with a whole store full of inventory, having to go onto this website makes me want to cry. It was so hard and it took us so long, but so worth it. And then, of course, COVID happened. We decided to move across country. And long story short, I moved my business here to Tennessee from California. So really when I think about it, I've kind of done the first year multiple times. I mean, you could say the pop-up shop, but that wasn't a whole year. So really that first brick and mortar, and then when I went to two, I kind of had to start over with that new location. I mean, people don't realize that just because you have a successful business in one location doesn't guarantee success in the second location. You have to put in the same amount of work, if not more, because you have two to handle now. And then I had to do it all over again this year here in Tennessee. And I launched Lemon here in Franklin mid-April. So we're at almost a year. We've got about a month or so left before we officially hit that 1 year mark. But I do feel like I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel and it feels so good. And going into this, I knew that first year is so hard. I knew I had to just do it. I knew I had to just put my head down, hustle. I knew I was going to be more tired. I knew I had to make sacrifices. I know the drill at this point. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I also had some resentment and anger going into it because I had already put in the work. I already did all of this in California. And Lemon was kind of on autopilot. And so to rip Lemon out of California and restart here, I was mad. I knew it was reality. I knew that we were the ones that decided to move across country and start over. And it is what it is. But I just kept thinking, wow, all of that hard work in the Bay Area and it really doesn't mean anything now. Like, I literally have to start over. Yes, I have the Instagram followers and some of our diehard OG customers that still shop online, or like will literally come visit and come to Lemon, and it's like the most amazing thing ever. And some of those people have even moved here and they go, wow, this is so crazy. I used to shop with you in Danville or in Lafayette, and now I live here and I get to shop again. And all of those things are amazing. But for the most part, I had to start over. We are a business for the locals. It's all about being able to walk into the store, make a gift set, go to your event, be able to grab a cute outfit, whatever, right? So I did have to just start over. Like, all of the awards and magazines and radio and newspaper and everything that we did in California basically means nothing now, right? Like, okay, best gift shop in the East Bay year after year after year, but they don't care about that here. You know, to them, we're new, we're nobody. We have to prove ourselves. So I did have definitely some anger that I had to just let go of. And just, I just had to keep saying to myself, it is what it is. You know, this is life. Life is not fair. And I have to put in the work again. And let me also say this, the work doesn't ever end. It's not like you hit 1 year and you're like, I did my job, game over. You know, the work continues, the marketing continues. You have to continuously be thinking about PR and putting yourself out there and pivoting and changing and evolving and all the things. But that first year, there's a lot of like, people just don't know who you are, like at all, you know? And still to this day, we will get people that will say, oh my God, how long have you guys been here? The shop is so cute. And it's like, well, now almost a year, right? But that's just how it goes. And I know because I've done so many locations up until this point. And yeah, so let me tell you what that first year looks like. First of all, you're the owner. You have to know how to do every part of the business, and you're going to have to do every part of the business. So at the beginning, you're the everything. So for me in my business, that means I'm putting the inventory in the system, I'm building out the website, I'm doing all the email marketing, I'm hiring and training every single employee. And at the beginning, it's so hard because everyone's new. Nobody knows what they're doing. The first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I was at Lemon all the time. Like, I just had to be there because I was training everybody. Everyone was new. It was mentally exhausting for me too because I had to say and train the same stuff. But that's just our formula and it works. But it just means I've got to do it. I have to know, I mean, really, you want to know how to do everything, taxes, payroll. You want to know what kind of insurance you're getting and if you're covered properly. You want to know what you're paying for and if it's worth it or not. For example, our new location, there's a lot of glass. Almost the whole store is glass from the side to the front. And I hired someone professional to come clean that glass. You know, it's not something that we can do on our own day to day. It's very tall, it's hard to get to, and quite frankly, it's not worth our time. So that was an expense that I said we need to add that we didn't have in a different location, for example. So it's a lot of that nitty-gritty stuff. Some of that goes back to just building a really good business plan, which is so boring and daunting, and a lot of it feels like guessing. You're really just guessing, you know, okay, how much is insurance? Let me plug it in. And how much do I think am I going to pay for internet? Let me plug that in, etc. So it's very abstract, but as you get going, you get real numbers. And then at the 1 year mark, you go back and you can adjust your plan, make changes. Maybe you decide the window cleaning is not worth it. I mean, for us, it's definitely worth it, but it's just an example, right? So all of it, you have to have your hands in everything. You cannot sit back and expect anyone on any capacity to care about your business the way you do. So it's hard. It's a lot. It's wearing a lot of hats. It is, you know, at Lemon, I am dusting and cleaning the floors. I am merchandising. I am folding. I am doing customer facing. I'm wearing all the hats because I want to make sure that A, I know how to do it all, and B, I'm very much involved. I know what the customer connection is like. I know what the items look like on the floor just as much as I'm doing things behind the scene like inventory. There's so many moving parts. And honestly, the more that you are involved, the less mistakes will happen, because otherwise lots of mistakes are going to happen. The wrong barcode will go on something. Something will be priced wrong. You have to be really cautious of all the details. This actually happened when Lemon was in California a few times where something got the wrong barcode or something was priced wrong or the wrong barcode was printed. Without going into details, I mean, it can happen very easily, but that's because I wasn't physically there. But now that I'm here, starting over, everyone's new, I'm taking control. We've had zero mistakes for the most part in that category, right? So again, it's daunting. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of details. But when you are starting from day one, that first year is a lot. And you have to put in the work. I remember when I was getting ready to launch Lemon, as in the first brick and mortar location. And I was at it was like a business meeting, and it was a business coach was leading it. And she asked me, she said, "So how many employees are you going to have? How many hours are you going to have?" She wanted to get some details from me to like showcase something. And I said, "Oh no, no employees. I'm going to do it myself." And I literally was going to do it myself. And I did do it myself at the beginning. And we were open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 3. That was it. And I was like juiced on this because I came off of corporate America, commuting into San Francisco every day. My days were long. And so for me, I'm like, Tuesday through Saturday, 5 hours a day, that's perfect. Like, I was so excited. And every single person in that meeting was like, "What? Like, you're crazy. Like, you can't do that." And I'm like, "Yeah, I can." And quite frankly, you guys, it worked for a minute. Like, I loved my hours. My kids were young. They were at home napping with the nanny. Like, it was perfect. Like, I would literally go home and like they would wake up from their nap and I'm like, "Mommy's here." Like, it was such a good schedule. But of course, as we gain success and quite quickly, honestly, there were like teachers that were like, "I want to come shop, but you're closing at 3, like school gets out at 3. So then we pushed it to 4 o'clock and I hired someone very, very part-time. And then we pushed it to 5. And then we added in Sundays because Sundays became a demand. Like, I would go to the store randomly on a Sunday to grab something and there would be people outside looking in the window. And I'm like, "Okay, so I guess we need to add Sundays." So we added Sundays, added another employee, and so on and so forth. So the hours grew by demand. And I think that that's also part of the key that first year. You do not need to hit the ground running. When that person says that they started with one bracelet, guess what? That's all they needed at the beginning. They didn't need 17 options. They had one great product that took off online, and then they were able to add from there. Lemon was kind of the same concept. We were a cool gift shop with great stuff that normally people don't see. And as it grew notoriety and more people wanted to shop, we extended our hours and extended the employees. And I didn't do that with location 2, and I didn't do that with moving Lemon here, but I think it's a really smart way to do it. Let me tell you something. You save a lot of money. You learn a lot. You're completely involved. I mean, that beginning of the first location of Lemon, I did everything. I did the pricing, the customer support, all the gift wrapping. I made sure the store looked perfect. I did it all. Now, that's not sustainable long term, but you have to look at the first year as you are putting in the work. You are putting in sweat equity, and you will reap the benefits later. But again, I want to stress that it is so hard. Like, when I did it again this year, it was hard. I had major moments of just so tired. I had moments of questioning myself, like, why? Why did I do this? I had moments of, even like regret, like, maybe this is not what I should have done. Maybe I'm a complete idiot. But now that I'm at the end of the 1 year almost, things are falling into place. We've got employees that have been with me for almost a year now. I've got more of a rhythm in everything that we do. You kind of get a grasp on location and people and merchandising for that store and the vibes and the foot traffic and what is important, because every location is different. And that's the hardest part, because when you have success with one, you think you can duplicate it, which is a whole different topic. This is more just like starting year one of any business, not so much of what I'm talking about, which was basically reinventing ourselves over and over again, multiple locations. But it all kind of goes hand in hand. When you're starting, there are things you think are going to happen that are not going to happen, or vice versa, right? You might think, let's say you start a skincare line and you think that the vitamin C serum is going to be your best seller, and your best seller becomes your charcoal face mask. And all of a sudden you have to pivot. You were putting a lot of time and energy and marketing into that vitamin C serum, but people are so obsessed with the mask that you have to make a change. And again, that's why you stay super involved, because if you're not involved, you wouldn't see it. You wouldn't see people commenting on it, excited about it, posting about it. Obviously, you would see them buying it. You would look at the numbers. But, let's say you hand out 100 samples to influencers. If you're not involved, you might not even know that most of them are talking about the face mask, right? So that's why it's so important. I mean, I think on some level, you need to be involved with your business always, but it's not to the extent it is that first year. Another thing I did when we went to two locations in California was I had someone become head of operations. They were doing the inventory, and they were also helping with the email marketing and making sure the website looks nice. And I was able to unload things off my plate. So that's another thing that you can look at after your first year and go, okay, what can I delegate and who can I delegate it to? After that 1 year, I feel like you can really see your employees' strengths and weaknesses. We all have it. Or maybe you need to outsource something. Like, we outsource our windows. Stupid example, but no one on the Lemon staff is going to be cleaning those windows, right? It's kind of like no one on the Lemon staff, myself included, are going to do our business taxes. That's outsourced to a great business, tax person. And also that first year, be very much okay with being green and just say to people, I don't know. I remember sitting in my car in the parking lot at Trader Joe's in Danville on the phone with my business accountant and just asking a million questions. And I just remember being like, I'm sorry, I sound so stupid. Like, I have a business and I have a business degree and I don't know the answers to these questions. And he was amazing. And I rambled through all of my questions and he answered them to me. And I think a lot of us shy away from that because we do get in a position where we're like, oh, I run this business, I should know the answer to this. But it's okay that you don't. Also, another thing I did a lot that first year was pretend like I knew what I was talking about and then go research it. I'll never forget my first conversation with Spiritual Gangster was one of the first brands that we carried ever. And she said to me in email, I think it was email, unless we were on the phone, but either way, she said to me, I'm going to send you over, maybe it was over the phone, but anyways, she said, I'm going to send you over a line sheet. And I said, great, thank you. I had no idea what a line sheet was. I mean, I literally to this day remember being like in my head in the middle of this conversation, do not let her know that you don't know what a line sheet is. This is clearly something I should know. Got off with her, and the first thing I did was Google what's a line sheet and found out what a line sheet was. And then when she sent it over, I opened it up, I looked at it, I was like, oh, okay, a line sheet is pictures of the item, color options on that item, price point, sizing, quantity options. Like, for example, some line sheets will say, you know, we have 130 smalls left. So then you know that you can order the size small. Or it might say sold out and then you can't get that size. Or sometimes the line sheet, it comes in bundles. So you have to get, you know, three smalls, three mediums, three larges of an item to even order it. I didn't know any of that. Like, I literally had to Google it, research it, look at the line sheets I got from different brands, and then went, oh, okay, each brand does it differently. But that's the power of the first year. You don't need to know everything to start the business. I started Lemon and I didn't know what a line sheet was. I learned that first buying round and I was like, oh, okay, I need to know what a line sheet is. I need to know the proper markup. I need to know what wholesale versus retail is. I need to know my credit card fees. I like blah, 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 right? Like, I could go on. I could ramble about this type of business forever. But that first year, I knew nothing. I mean, even setting up the POS system like stressed me out. I was like, I don't know how to use this. Like, how do you do a return? How do you ring someone up with cash versus card? How do you, like, there were so many questions in my mind. So I just think that if you can just indulge yourself that first year in, I'm learning, I'm going to learn everything, I'm going to do everything, I'm going to be so involved, I promise you at the end of that first year, you will be a different person. You will feel much better about the business. The business will be much more successful than if you were not that involved. You will be able to pinpoint pain areas and changes you want to make. And you will have a full year of data that you can use to plan year two. And that is so important. So just know that if you are at the beginning stages of starting a business, or if you are in that first year and you're feeling tired and overwhelmed and unsure, it is so normal. And I am here to normalize it. I am here to tell you that, quite frankly, if you're feeling like that, you're probably doing it right. And if you already surpassed your first year and you're struggling in year two, you probably didn't take all the steps in year one, which is fine. And listen to me, I am not promoting this hustle mentality and getting yourself exhausted. No, I did that and it almost broke me, especially when COVID hit. I didn't realize how like spread thin I was until COVID hit and I had to send all 15, 16 employees home to shelter in place. And I was left alone. And by the way, there's another great example to knowing how to run every piece of your business. Could you imagine if I didn't know how to do everything myself and COVID happened and I had to do it all by myself? It would have been so much more stressful. But COVID happened, sent them all home. I had to do everything by myself for two locations. And I had little kids at home, Zoom schooling. And it was the biggest nightmare of my life. But it was one of the many moments of my life where I went, oh, okay, I'm doing way too much. This is too much. So yes, you hustle that first year like no other, but you do take breaks. You do enjoy yourself. You do take your health seriously. in no way, shape, or form are you to put the business over your health. Never, because that'll never work. You'll end up sick. You'll end up at the doctor's or the hospital. You will ruin yourself. That's not the point. But you can take care of your health and take care of your family and still hustle like crazy. It just means less watching TV. It just means, you know, your friends might invite you to something and you might not be able to go. Like, that's what it means. But that hustle is short term. Short-term hustle, I'm a strong believer in. And I honestly, I'd rather do it that way. I'd rather hustle so hard for 6 months to a year than spread it out among years. And you end up learning a lot by just putting your head down and doing it. And then you figure out a balance because it's just not sustainable. It will never be sustainable. Never. Never in a million years. So after that 1 year, you can do a lot of reevaluating and figuring stuff out. But again, if you're in that first year and it's hard, I know it's hard. I feel for you. I'm there with you. I'm 11 months into this new location and I am tired. And I didn't have to learn everything from scratch because I've been doing Lemon since 2017. But I did. I mean, this location is very different than what I'm used to. And I've had to make some massive adjustments in how we run the business. And it is wild because to me, I just thought it was, you know, copy and paste. It's not copy and paste. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, taking on mentally and physically that happens that first year, no matter how you slice it and dice it. So I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying that starting the business is the easy part. That first year to me is the hardest. And then there's a lot of hard stuff that comes to follow. I mean, yes, you have to think about growth and stability and stamina. Like, a business could do really great the first year and then crash and burn in year two. That's for sure. But, you know, the business will give you curveballs just like life will, but you won't be in that huge hustle mode that you were the first year, if that makes sense. And I wish I could almost put it in even better words, but that's literally what it is. Like, you just have to come to peace with, you're gonna be tired. You are going to be drained. And that's just part of the game. You want to be a business owner. You want to be a creator, entrepreneur. You want to be your own boss. That's what it takes. And then it's great. Not easy, but it's great. So don't get deterred, keep going. And just, I mean, honestly, sometimes I had to like literally look at the calendar and be like, when are we hitting 1 year? Because I am tired. But we're getting there and it feels so rewarding. I'm so happy that I kept Lemon going. And I think that I've learned more this year restarting Lemon than I did a lot of the years in California. I think I really had to shift the way I looked at business. I had to be a little more thoughtful in how I proceeded. The other thing that was really hard for me, just to share with you guys, you know, I created Lemon for the locals, for the California Bay Area locals. And so bringing it here, there was a lot of like, okay, I still have the California customers online, got the new local customers, and then we also get a lot of tourists. And so I really felt like I was buying and marketing to three separate people. And I've never had to do that before. And I don't like it. I feel like we've kind of figured out our rhythm. We've got a little bit for the tourists, and we do a little bit of like California stuff still, but it's really for the locals again, and that's what it should be. And I really struggled with that for a second, the first, you know, 6 months of being here with the lemon. And you know, it's a ballsy move for me to do that because the tourists bring in a lot of money. And so, yeah, I'll have like a Nash hat or like a Nashville sweater and stuff, but a lot of what we do is primarily for locals. And I don't ever want to have a gift shop that's like knickknacks and just like keychains and, you know, refrigerator magnets and that kind of stuff. Like, it's just not our vibe and never will be. We're a lifestyle brand, and I'm proud that even with the curveballs and the change, I was able to keep our integrity and really our mission statement. So, yeah, I'm really proud that we made it here. And just know that if you're at the beginning, it gets better. You have to push through. And there's going to be lots of moments that first year where you literally feel like you've made the biggest mistake of your life. It's kind of like when you have babies and your baby keeps you up all night, every night, night after night after night, and then they get sick in the middle of the night and they throw up on you, and you're standing there in the dark in their nursery at 3 a.m. with throw up on you with a screaming baby, and you're thinking, what have I done? What have I done? Not that you don't love your baby, but you're just like, this is my life. Like, that's owning a business the first year. Like, you're going to have moments. Like, I've had moments where I'm like breaking down boxes and going to the dumpster, and I'm like, why is this my life? Like, what is happening? Not that that's like a big deal, but you know, you have moments where you're like, wow, what have I got myself into? Like, this is hard. This is scary. This is crazy. Like, where am I and what's happening? And that's normal. So don't feel alone. Don't feel unsure. You just have to keep going. Do not stop. You got this.